I'm Dan Klefstad. Schools across the country are spending millions on safety projects in response to mass shootings. Peter Medlin has more on an Illinois initiative.
School districts across Illinois will be able to submit grant requests to the Office of School Safety starting in January. It's part of the State Board of Education. These grants can cover costs for an array of safety-related projects, including building improvements like metal detectors, professional development, or school-based health centers. State Representative Jeff Kiker of Sycamore supported the bipartisan plan. He says he's in favor of letting districts decide what they need to do to keep their students safe.
You know, there's so many different solutions. There's no one size fits all. You have different communities that have different needs. You have different buildings that are different ages.
The new granting mechanism is also supposed to prioritize under-resourced schools. Kiker said lawmakers wanted to get the office established as soon as possible, but he's not sure how much grant money will be immediately available. I'm Peter Medlin.
About 100,000 Illinoisans will lose food stamps under a rule change finalized by the Trump administration this week. The change to the SNAP program takes effect in April. It will make it harder for states to waive work and time limit requirements for able-bodied adults to receive assistance. Melissa Young of the Chicago-based Heartland Alliance said the majority of those who will lose eligibility are working, but underemployed or facing barriers to getting a job.
This rule will absolutely hit those who have historically been and continue to be marginalized, left out, and denied.
Meanwhile, an Illinois-based policy analyst at the Conservative Foundation for Government Accountability says the change will benefit both the economy and the individual. Two reports show staffing cuts and dwindling funding at the Illinois EPA in recent years. An Environmental Integrity Project report shows the agency's workforce was reduced by almost 40% over the last decade. A November report by the University of Chicago Law School and former federal EPA officials shows the state lags behind others in funding allocated to its environmental agency. The Chicago Tribune says federal statistics show Illinois is in the top 10 states for the amount of industrial air and water pollution released into the environment every year. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The SIU Board of Trustees has made it official, hiring Dan Mahoney as the next president for the SIU system. WSIU's Kevin Boucher has more.
In front of a room full of reporters in Carbondale, Mahoney stressed he believes in diversity.
If you look at students under, or people under 18 already, white is not the majority. And so if we're a public university, we should be reflecting what's happening in the demographics of our communities, and we're becoming increasingly diverse.
Even though he'll oversee all three campuses, he wants to be hands-on.
I eat in the cafeteria on a regular basis. Any student who sends an email note to the president's office, I'll have lunch with. I'll take them out to lunch.
Mahoney comes from South Carolina, where he is president of Winthrop University. He begins his new duties as SIU's president on March 1st. I'm Kevin Boucher.
In addition to a new system president, SIU's Board of Trustees approved several campus-level hires during their Thursday meeting. Among them was a move to make interim provost and vice chancellor for academic affairs Mira Komaraju's status permanent. But it wasn't without opposition, including from the Graduate Assistant United's Alex Lockwood.
We see this as an appointment made from a lack of respect for campus constituencies, as no national search was conducted for this position, despite many constituencies publicly voicing their desire for a national search.
But Board Chair Phil Gilbert took issue with the criticism of an internal search. He says administrators followed procedure. Gilbert and others praised Komaraju for her leadership, particularly through SIUC's reorganization. In addition, trustees approved several other campus-level hires as well. I'm Jennifer Fuller.